students at University Park and First Ward Elementaries have been in limbo the past 2 years. In 2010, the school board voted to close University Park, along with 10 other schools, to save money. But University Park never actually merged with First Ward because it required a whole lot of planning. Combining the schools would only work if students were on a multi-track calendar. That means students would rotate through classes and vacation at different times of the year. That didn't make much sense to Jane Webster, who has a third grader at First Ward.
If you could tell me why it was a good thing, and then if it could have been organized and thought out enough and it was going to work, I'd have been the first one in line making it work.
Earlier this month, Superintendent Heath Morrison asked the district to look into this and make sure the move would save the district money. Tyler Rehm, a zone superintendent over these schools, said it's hard to justify merging the schools.
The cost savings could have been minimal versus some of the projections that suggest that there could be some rather significant reoccurring costs associated with this model.
He says one of the biggest challenges would be accommodating the transportation needs of the students. Morrison will formally ask the school board to reverse the decision at Tuesday's meeting. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.